Welcome back to the Dylan Harper Show on KSFS. My guests this afternoon are Jackie Hollywood and Martina Butler. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Hi, we're good.
Okay, I'm going to turn off your mic, Jackie, so you can fix that. Martina, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Dylan?
Fantastic. Now, had you both on because you guys are, I think, married legally now.
Yes, we are.
I think when you're best friends to your extent, that just counts as marriage.
Yes, definitely.
You are married on Facebook, and that's legally binding
that,
in California.
I mean, that's as serious as a heart attack.
I wish that we could really get married because we have so many boy problems. It just
Seriously,
gets annoying.
Like, we've actually discussed like maybe like just doing domestic partnership and then just having boyfriends.
It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again.
We're going to start with Martina's podcast, Emo Girl Talk.
Yes.
And what is, describe that for the listener.
I've been doing Emo Girl Talk since 2005, so since I was 15 years old.
Wow.
And it's basically, it's for like teenage girls, like young teenage girls, like little girls.
Like us.
Yeah. it started off as just a music podcast. I would just play music. And, but then I have like an audio comment line where listeners call in and they ask me for advice on their lives. And it's so much fun. And I've become like super like motherly to these little girls and I love them so much.
Mama's gonna show me the way. Mama's gonna show me the way. Mama's gonna show me that woman's no slave. Yeah, she's gonna show me the way.
All right, Jackie, your podcast, or your, excuse me, your show. You do have a podcast too.
Yeah.
But your show is Talk of Infamy. It was on earlier today. It's on every Tuesday on, right here in KSFS. 12 to 1?
Yep, 1 hour. I used to have 2 hours, but I decided I just needed one. It's just celebrity gossip is the main thing, and then I do some weird news. I play some games. Would you rather? I started playing that. Martina's on it almost always. Sometimes I have other guests. You were on my show.
I've been
so.
On a couple times, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it kind of doesn't really have a format. I play music, I talk, I just, whatever is cool today, that's what I talk about. And
your show, when you first started out here, it was called Talk of Fame, and minor controversy went on with that. What happened there?
Yeah, I mean, I had this genius idea to call it Talk of Fame, and I called it that. I started my podcast right away. So I went on, you know, blip.tv, and I started up my podcast, and I did it on iTunes too. And I guess it became popular in 1 second because this guy that works for Warner Brothers, what's his name? Albert Lawrence, I believe. He has a show like called Talk of Fame where he interviews a bunch of celebrities. And I mean, he interviews big celebrities on the red carpet. And he contacted me within a week and said, that's my name. You better change it. And I wasn't very nice to him because I didn't know who he was. If Ellen DeGeneres contacted me, yeah, I'd be nicer, but I didn't know this guy. So I was like, I said, I'm a college radio show, so I doubt anyone would get confused between Warner Brothers and SF State.
Oh, make me over. I'm all I wanna be. A walking study.
What made you choose Becca when you came to SF State?
Well, like I said earlier, I do a podcast. I've been doing it for a long time. So I kind of, after like doing a podcast for so long, and I also, I'm sure you'll talk about this soon, but me and Jackie also host on another website. But before Jackie came along, I hosted like video shows on another website called Mevio.com before I even came to college. So I just kind of fell in love with being on camera, being in front of a microphone. Like, I love attention on me, and I want to be famous. So I figured, you know, Becca, the way to go.
We're certainly going to come back to Mevio. How about you, Jackie?
I knew ever since I was 6 or 7 years old that I wanted to be a TV talk show host. Like, I'd never in my life doubted it or wanted anything else. And I always tell the story, but I have this video, home video of me when I'm like 7 years old, and my sister goes, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I'm like, I want to be like Jerry Springer or Jenny Jones. I'm like so cute when I'm little. So I've always wanted that my whole life. And I knew I wanted to go to SF State because I live right here and I didn't want to move. So I was looking through the majors online and I was like, the only ones that sound anything near what I want to do are communications and broadcasting. I didn't know anything about either one. So I was reading the descriptions of both, and I was like, oh, broadcasting, that's TV stuff. Like, that's where I belong.
Okay, what made you get into radio? Because you've hosted a show on KSFS here for a while.
Yeah, I've always been a TV person. I never even thought about radio in my life. And when I was in Becca, I heard from people, when I was a freshman here and a sophomore, I heard that there was a radio station on campus. I didn't even know about it. And I never even been in inside of the studio. And I was like, that sounds really cool. Like, I want to have my own show on TV, but hey, if I'm at school and there's a radio station, I want to get in on that. So, I went to talk to my advisor, and she told me that, anyone can really join the class as long as you're a Becca student. So I fell in love with radio, and now I do a lot of radio. Now my job is radio. That's what I do.
Martina, you mentioned Mevio earlier. Mm-hmm. Mevio, am I pronouncing that right?
Yes,
you are. Yeah, Mevio.
You said you got into that before you even came into college. How did you get into that?
Well, I'm daddy's little girl, so my dad works at this company called Mevio. It used to be called Pod Show, and it was created by Adam Curry, a former MTV VJ, and it used to be just podcasts. It used to be... that's how podcasts began. Like, Pod Show started before the word... podcast even existed. My dad was like one of the first like major podcasts, and so I got into podcasting, and he started working with this company called Pod Show, and we would put our shows up on there, and I gained some sponsorships from there, and then it turned into Mevio. So they started going the video route because video is more popular on the internet right now. So so we had to start shows, and I just kind of started like hosting, like just introducing music videos on, I was like a little VJ on Mevio.
You were like 15.
Yeah. No, I was like 17 when I started. But I just kind of kept doing it for a really long time because, my dad, they wanted a cute girl to host, and I'm a cute girl.
Apparently
so.
Your dad thought you were cute. Now, what made you choose San Francisco State? Are you from San Francisco?
I am. I'm born and raised in San Francisco. And, well, I originally, of course, just like every other little girl or person in high school wants to go away for college. I really wanted to until I started doing, my podcast and stuff. I used to be a dancer, so I wanted to be a dance major. And then my thoughts completely changed when I started doing a podcast and when I started hosting. And it just so happened that SF State is San Francisco,
yeah.
And I'm just lucky enough to be able to stay living at home and part of this awesome program. So,
if you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco, you're gonna meet some gentlemen.
I want to talk about how you two became, like, it's like I said at the beginning of the show,
husband
I think you
wife.
Guys are kind of common law married. I think that's what happens in Facebook.
We're partners in crime, BFFs.
Where did you originally meet?
At school, at a Becca State. Class.
Here,
Becca 200.
Becca 200.
Oh,
which
wow.
is, what is that class called? Something
intro
stupid.
To
intro to
something.
Becca. Yeah.
Yeah. Intro to, like, I don't know. It's, like, basically about, like, Becca history, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but anyways, we literally sat next to each other and just became best friends.
And we literally, like, I don't remember.
Was it love at first sight?
It was. I don't remember a time that I met Jackie and there was, like, no best friendness.
We were just like, hey, I love you.
And I want to talk about, not too long, I think this was last semester, maybe last year, you were on Animal Planet?
Yeah, it hasn't aired yet, but...
Still?
No. You would have known if it aired,
yeah,
Dylan.
True.
You'd be the first person to know, because you check out my Facebook so much.
Because I Twitter. I see all your... I follow
no, I
like six people, so I see all your tweets.
I'm annoying, I know. Yeah, no, I filmed for a show that hasn't aired yet, but they're still editing it, so it should be... They keep telling me, I keep asking, and they keep telling me, oh, we'll let you know when it's going to air, we'll let you know. So I'm still waiting. I mean, shows take a long time to be put together and stuff.
Now, the show was like conquering your fear of animals, and your animal was
dogs. So it's called Zoophobia. I don't even know if I'm allowed to talk about this, but I'm going to anyway. It's called Zoophobia, and I got cast as the girl who's afraid of dogs. And some people maybe think, oh, you just wanted to be on TV, so you just pretended you were afraid. Martina here knows that is real.
I used to have five. I have four dogs.
I would never come over.
And she couldn't come over to my house.
Really?
I would just stay with Clear. She would always come to my house. And I mean, I'd cry. Like, if there was a dog next to me, I would run to the other side of the street.
I think that's a common problem with couples sometimes, is one doesn't like a dog and one has a dog.
But she overcame it for me.
No, I one of the main... The reason I got cast, I swear the reason I got cast, I sent in a casting video of me. I was talking about how I cannot come over to her house and I can't do normal things with my friends in general. Like, I can't go to the beach or the park because there's so many dogs running around. And in this casting video, I wasn't acting. I genuinely started crying. And I was like, I just can't hang out with my friends like I want to. And so, of course, they saw this 21-year-old girl who's supposed to be out at clubs having fun. And here I am crying about a dog. So they cast me. And
Martina, you be the judge. Is she cured now? Can she
hang
out at your house?
Totally. She fed my dogs.
She
cuddles with them. Like,
you know what's funny, though? Now I'm totally fine. And I can go over her house and I can hug her dogs. I never knew this, but I'm allergic.
Dreams are nothing more than wishes, and a wish is just a dream you wish to come true. If only I could have a puppet, I'd call myself so very lucky just to have some company.
You used to be the music manager here at KSFS, Jackie Hollywood, and you are infamous for your like of Bieber, Rebecca Black, like we talked about, kind of like pop music that in general, even though a lot of people, like, it's popular for a reason, but
it's
everyone,
called pop for
yeah,
a reason,
everyone
right?
seems to hate it, even though it's really, you know, everybody downloads
well,
and listens to it.
Well, it's popular for 13-year-old, I mean, for little kids, so of course everyone our age has to say that they hate it so that they could sound normal. But I don't hate it, and I don't care what anyone thinks.
We've
so.
Been to the Jonas Brothers concert.
Miley.
Justin Bieber.
Demi,
Miley Cyrus.
Selena
Demi
Gomez.
Lovato, Selena Gomez. We are not ashamed.
Hello, hello, baby, you called. I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say, say. What did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you. I'm kind of busy.
But before we go, I want to get you guys celebrity crushes. Martina, I'll start with you.
So three. I get three.
You get three, and one of them has to be a girl, and one of them, or at least one has to be a girl and guy.
Okay, the girl thing is really hard because I am a straight lesbian. Like, I think girls are beautiful.
I thought you were like, I'm a straight up lesbian. I was like, well,
I'm a straight lesbian.
Yeah, I get it.
But I love boys too much. I think girls are beautiful, but I love boys too much. So my girl would be Demi Lovato. And the boys are Jesse McCartney and Justin Bieber. No,
no questions asked. And although I agree with all three, and I would, if presented the opportunity, would love to be with all three of them. my personal, Nelly is number one. And they're all so different. Nelly and then Adam Lambert, American Idol, if you guys don't know who that is. And Scarlett Johansson will always be my girl crush. Love her. She's beautiful.
All the pretty girls on a Saturday night.
So I call your name. Cross my fingers on cross the others as a tail. Oh, I don't think straight with nothing to prove. I don't want to say I'm a...
My guests were Jackie Allen and Martina Butler. Thank you guys very much for joining me.
You're welcome.
Thank you. That was fun.
Thank you, Dylan.
To KSFS Radio, San Francisco, at ksfs.sfsu.edu. KSFS is an audio service of the Broadcast and Electronic Communication Arts Department at San Francisco State University. Some rights reserved under Creative Commons license.